The Journey's Beginning by Lovebug. It was finally time. The wedding ceremony was done, as were all the photos, the reception, and various familiar niceties that were required of us. Now it was just us, alone together, for the first time, as husband and wife, and ready, oh so ready, to consummate this marriage. We were both nervous as we stood there together. This would be our first time having sex, not just with each other, but ever. And neither one of us was entirely sure what to expect. I should take a moment and explain that, yes, we were indeed technically virgins, but we had pushed the limit. We were never completely naked in front of each other, though we had made out in our underwear numerous times. And fueled by passions and youthful hormones, we had used our hands to bring each other to orgasm. While I'm not proud of our lustful actions, I'm happy to say that we never crossed the line to intercourse, and that our God is a forgiving one. We kissed deeply and passionately as we held each other tight. When we pulled apart, she helped me with my jacket and I unfastened her dress. As the white fabric fell away, I stood in awe, my heart fluttering at the sight of the gorgeous creature that was now my wife. Her white bra and panties barely covered her tanned and fit body, finely crafted by God into an image of angelic beauty. With trembling hands, I freed her firm round breasts from their constricting brassiere and lavished them with kisses and caresses. Next came the panties, revealing the freshly shaved mound of her vagina, as my new wife stood before me fully and gloriously nude. Now it was her turn to undress me. I don't remember much of these moments, so absorbed was I by her intoxicating beauty, but soon I too was naked. We embraced and kissed, two lovers reveling in the passionate touch of naked flesh, ready to join together as one. Our lips parted, and with labored breaths, our hands rapidly found their way between the other's legs. As her fingers wrapped around the shaft of my thoroughly engorged penis and began to gently stroke, mine found her wet vagina to be wet with wanting. She gasped as I slipped one inside. We kissed and I began fingering her with increasing intensity. She moaned and tensed as her body responded, unable to focus on attending to my penis, which considering my level of arousal is probably a good thing. In short order, she orgasmed, soaking my finger with her love juices. With that, we knew it was now time to move to the bed. I pulled out my finger and grabbed the lubricant while she spread out a towel on the bed and lay seductively upon it. Freshly lubed, I crawled between her spread legs and kissed her passionately. Like countless other first-time lovers, we found that lining up our genitals is not always initially instinctive, and that sometimes the penis needs a little guidance to find the hole. Finally, after what was really only a few seconds, but felt at the time like many laughably awkward minutes, I inserted slowly into her virgin pussy. She gasped, and I saw the pain on her face, but she told me to continue. When I was fully in, I paused. I'm not sure exactly what I expected, but the warm, wet pressure on my shaft was not quite it. It was, in fact, better, and not just for the physical sensation, but also for the emotional connection to the woman who was now my wife. I kissed her lips gently and asked if she was ready. She nodded, and I began to gently thrust. At first, she grimaced in pain. But rapidly it gave way to pleasure, and she began to moan in ecstasy as we, in the awkward manner of new lovers, figured out how to make love by doing. My thrusting increased to a crescendo in response to our peaking arousal, and I came, shooting a load of semen into my wife for the first time of many, and causing her to writhe with another mini orgasm of her own. We were now completely and inseparably one flesh. We lay there enraptured in our love, breathing heavily and kissing. I began to harden again, but my wife was ready to shower. We got up, gathering the towel now messy with blood and cum, and stepped into the shower together. Thus began the tradition in our marriage that we always shower together if possible. After our shower, my new wife was standing naked in front of the bathroom mirror. I stepped up behind her and wrapped my arms around her waist, and she leaned back against me, resting her head against my chest. She looked into the mirror with a completely satisfied look on her face. This image is the most enduring memory of our wedding day that I carry with me. Our early sex life was hardly perfect. It was simple, awkward, at times painful, and not at all the bed of roses that some people expect. But we laughed and we learned, and now we are so in tune sexually that we regularly have mind-blowing sex. The world will tell you that your wedding day is supposed to be perfect, but the marriage is all downhill from there. In many ways, I found the opposite to be true. Marriage is a journey. And while those early days were special, they pale in comparison to what we have now, both sexually and relationally. Thank God for that.